It's 8 minutes to the top of the hour. I spoke to Johan Burger, who is the CEO of research at the Institute of Security Studies, about the effects that crime has on South Africa's tourism numbers.
The announcement last year by the police in relation to the crime stats was absolutely discouraging, because the picture that this painted was that we've seen a rise in our crime, serious and violent crime levels now for 5 years in a row. So this means that for the last 5 years, our situation has been deteriorating, it's becoming worse, and we've more recently seen huge increases in cash and transit robberies, which are not yet reflected in the police's crime stats. So we expect this year's crime stats, with the addition of the huge increases in cash and transit robberies, our situation will look even worse. And this, I think, is includes high-profile robberies, attacks, actually, more than just a robbery. It's armed attacks on groups of foreign visitors. We remember last year we had the Dutch, who was a whole group of tourists in their bus were held at gunpoint, and some were assaulted in the process while they were robbed of the property and expensive equipment. They immediately after this returned to their home country, and we know from media coverage in the Netherlands that those who had this bad experience discouraged all tourists to come to South Africa, saying that their lives would be at risk, and that South Africa is not the safe place to come to. So, yeah, our current situation certainly does not look good at the moment, and the prospects that the situation will improve this year's stats that will probably be announced in September, you know, there's very little chance that there would be any big improvement this year.
All right. In terms of the state's capacity, or the South African Police Service's capacity to deal with these crimes, those that are targeted at tourists near airports or walking trails, etc., what does that look like? Are they capable of being able to deal with it? And are you seeing from their side there's a little bit of improvement security-wise? Because when I think of the South African Police Service in recent years, they've just generally been in the news for the wrong reasons, and reasons around corruption, which takes them away from dealing with issues such as crime.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, as I said, in the short term, I don't expect much to change. But in the medium and longer term, there are some positive aspects. For example, our president now clearly made it very, very clear that he wants to change things. He wants to change the high levels of corruption within state and, you know, private institutions. But looking at the police service, you know, for the first time now, we have a national commissioner who's a police officer that came through the ranks. Of course, there were some acting national commissioners also come through the ranks, but he's the first permanently appointed national commissioner after George Fivers, who left at the end of 1999, who is now heading up the police service. And also, the problems that we had with our crime intelligence division, where we had someone like Lieutenant General Richard Ntlhuli, who was on suspension for more than 6 years, who created a range of problems within that division. And crime intelligence, we all know, is crucial for the fight against crime, especially organized crime. We now have Lieutenant General Jacobs, Peter Jacobs, who comes from the Western Cape. And on the face of what we know, he looks like a principled person who has more than 20 years experience also. So he's got a huge task ahead of him, but it looks like the process of turning crime intelligence around is now getting started. But of course, we know this is going to take time. We also had the problems at the Hawks, where Lieutenant General Bernard Lameza was removed after many court battles. And we are still waiting for a new appointment. The current acting head, Lieutenant General Matakata, is not doing too badly, but we need some permanence there for stability. So there are some positives in the process. But until now, in terms of the issues that you raised, especially robberies on tourists, whether internal tourists, mm-hmm. South Africans, or people coming from abroad, there are far too many examples of high-risk areas or hotspot areas where the police have not been able to secure those areas and make it safe to the extent that one would have hoped that they would. We know they put some measures in place, especially in the Western Cape, in the Table Mountain area. There's been some measures put in place. But the question is that enough? Because we seem to still see reports of tourists being robbed. So one could argue that because this is such a strategic matter, a foreign tourist, because of the business they bring to this country, foreign currency that comes and flows into the country, the jobs that this create, and all the benefits that we derive from foreign tourism. Also, the image of this country, which is important for foreign investment in terms of safety and security, that this should be regarded as a strategic matter. And therefore that the police, along with the Metropolitan Police Services and other security services, that they identify these so-called hotspot areas. We know ORT has been a hotspot place for years now. And you know, it looks like whatever the police are doing there is not achieving the kind of success that one would hope for. They have been successful in terms of arresting a few groups and individuals, we must acknowledge that, but we need for them to have a kind of visibility.
That's Johan Burka, who's the senior researcher at the Institute of Security Studies. That's it from me, Nastasia Aronsa, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Good night.